Hello. During this recording, I will be discussing three accounts, one personal account, one from an interview, and one observation from my everyday life that shows how emotions ultimately affect learning and how this manifests differently across people. Starting off with my personal experience. The two emotions that came into play within my personal experience are that of stress and anxiety. This happened a few years ago when there was a period of time when both of my grandparents were living with my family as their health was rapidly declining. My grandmother was diagnosed with Parkinson's and my grandfather had a heart condition. As a result of their rapidly declining health and around-the-clock care that they were receiving and was required, there was a major increase of stress and anxiety within all members of my family. During this time, I was a sophomore and junior in college, but I found it incredibly difficult to focus on any type of schoolwork or kind of put in the required effort into classes that I was taking beyond just showing up to class. I was not actively present. I was taking notes, but wasn't really retaining them. During the peak of their illness, it became extremely difficult to process any new information or even find the ability to sit down and complete assignments or study and retrieve any of the information that I would have retained during class. In terms of the parts of the brain that were affected by my emotion and the effect that they had on my learning, my amygdala was highly active as I had increased levels of anxiety. As a result of this, it was very hard for me to focus. And again, I was not retaining any information. And because of that, I could not pull it from my brain to present it in kind of any format. And in terms of the functioning of my hippocampus, my synaptic plasticity was most likely disrupted and weakened, subsequently altering my memory and learning. And again, making it extremely difficult to retain any information. Studying for exams was incredibly difficult. And pulling that information from my brain during this time was also very difficult. So as a result of this event that was occurring in my life, my emotions were completely kind of disrupted and there was a very much an increase in stress and anxiety, which overall had an impact on my entire life. Not even just my learning. Moving on to an interview of how emotion impacted another individual's ability to learn. For this interview, I conducted it with my cousin, and this event happened to her last year. So last year, my cousin transferred into the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at St. Joseph's University mid-semester. And as a result of her transferring into the program mid-semester, she was not included on any of the previous emails that were sent to students that included extremely important information about entry into the program and what was needed for that. And these emails indicated that she needed clearances, first aid training, and CPR training that was due in about 2 weeks or she could no longer be admitted to the program and she would be kicked out. She received this email in the middle of her philosophy class. She had checked her phone briefly and saw that she'd gotten an important email and read it. And once she read it, she was immediately put into fight or flight mode. And she had an intense surge of anxiety, as she described it. Her amygdala had released epinephrine and norepinephrine in this moment. Obviously, to her chest, she described it felt like she was tightening. And she could not focus on anything that was happening within the classroom. She described it as the teacher was speaking, but she could no longer hear anything that he was saying, or even retain it. She had an increased heart rate, kind of an energy boost or a surge, and there was a change in her blood flow. She immediately had to run out of the classroom in order to catch her breath and call her mom. And once she called her mom, she was able to kind of calm down and talk through things and kind of rationalize what was happening. In that moment, she wasn't able to make any rational decisions. She was immediately catastrophizing, going to the worst case scenario as a result of her being in fight or flight mode. And once she was able to calm down enough to re-enter the classroom, She said that she was unable to focus for the entire duration of class, and there were just endless thoughts running through her mind, that she was not going to be able to start her physical therapy program, that her future was ruined, all things like that. And in that moment, she was not able to retain any information. Her short-term memory wasn't really working. She describes it that she doesn't really remember what was happening. She just remembers feeling that moment of panic within class at that time. Now moving on to a student observation of when emotion had affected his learning and when they were not able to learn because of their emotion. I work at an autism center that provides services to a number of different clients on the autism spectrum, all with varying age, skill levels, and communicative abilities. So at this center, a key component that almost all of our clients are working on furthering, something that individuals with autism tend to struggle with and need extra support in, is developing emotional regulation and how to independently utilize coping skills within situations that they are emotionally escalated. That's something that we really try to implement with our clients and try to increase for their independence. About a year ago, I was working with a client who in particular would always perseverate on certain items or activities or people and repetitively make statements about them throughout the day. He would kind of be stuck in a cycle and he was unable to break out of it once he was perseverating on something. Oftentimes, when he was denied access to a certain item or activity, it would result in an emotional outburst, which we described as meltdown behavior of crying and yelling, and he was kind of unable to control his emotions in that situation. This specific instance that I'm referring to did not occur in a classroom setting. It occurred actually out in the community at the cafe where he was employed. Specifically on this day, he was going to be learning how to make a new recipe for a soup as he assisted with food prep, but he was perseverating on another job of cutting apples. Again, like I previously stated, once he perseverated on a specific item or activity, in this case, it was cutting apples, it was very hard to break out of that cycle for him. So as the time to go to the cafe got closer and closer, it was evident that he was getting increasingly more anxious about cutting apples as the rate at which he was talking about it was increasing, and he was unable to talk about anything else besides mentioning cutting these apples. Immediately when he arrived at the cafe, he engaged in meltdown behavior. During this time, his amygdala was highly active and kind of any rational thinking or reasoning was not there. He could only focus on how badly he wanted to cut these apples, in which he became incredibly emotionally overwhelmed. He essentially experienced a loss of control over his behavior. Like I said, there was no rational thinking involved really, and he was completely overwhelmed and was unable to retain anything other than short and concise directives. So in order to best help him, I responded with the strategies from his previously written behavior support plan, to help aid in him regulating himself and utilizing these coping strategies. This included moving to a quiet area, which happened to be the back of the cafe, in order to diminish any kind of distractions that were around him, as well as move him out of the area from where the apples were and take deep breaths. The limbic system as a whole came into play with this, as the inner workings of the limbic system was ultimately what helped him to regulate his emotions and to kind of calm down into where he was able to have a more rational thought process and have a conversation as to why he was not able to cut apples at that time and why he was learning the new skill of making soup. Unfortunately, once he was emotionally regulated and was able to join back into the cafe with his coworkers, he was still perseverating on the job of cutting apples and was unable to focus on the task at hand and follow along to the steps of making soup. So as a result of this, his entire learning process was disrupted and he was unable to learn the steps to do this. Those are my three accounts of how emotions ultimately affect learning and how it looks differently among people, and how the parts of the brain, are very important within learning as a whole and how emotion plays into that. Thank you.